Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful afternoon. It is finally sunny outside after a couple days of really heavy rain. I hope that everyone is doing good and is safe. It seems like the flood has affected some areas around, I think, Burnaby and some other areas as well. I hope everyone is having a safe day and that the flood didn't affect too much of where you live. It was probably the most insane amount of rain I have ever seen, honestly, in such a long time. And I think the thing that was so surprising was how consistent the rain was. I honestly thought that the first day of the rain, which was, I think, Friday night or Thursday night, somewhere along those days last week, it would stop. I thought that one really heavy rain would be enough. But then it went on for the next day, and then the next day, it stopped for a bit last night, and then it came back. When I was commuting to school today, it was still raining. It was, I honestly was kind of puzzled with how much rain there was for so many consecutive days. And I really hope that everyone is staying safe out there and that the rain wasn't too much of an impact with your lifestyle. But we're back, you know. I hope you guys are having a wonderful start of the week. We are officially at week 8, which is insane. I can't believe we're already at week 8. I remember the first week of school coming back, and it's just so insane that we're already more than halfway, if not towards the end. The midterm season is still going on from what I remember. For those of you, maybe midterm has finished. I hope it's all going well for you guys. Midterm season is a very, very busy time of the semester, and I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves with your self-care and, you know, with your mental aspects and you're physically, you know, okay, you're eating your meals and you're not getting too overwhelmed with your assignments and exams, you know, getting overstressed with all those things. But yeah, I hope you guys are having a great semester so far. Week 8, everybody. We are almost there. Halloween is coming up next week, so I hope you guys are excited for that. I am always excited to come to campus and look at everyone's costumes and just see how amazed that everyone is with their creativity and all the hard work that they put into their outfits. And so I'm excited to see that. I think it's on a Thursday, which is the Halloween day. So I'm sure that there's a lot of Halloween parties going on. So if you are finished with all your work, or maybe, you know, if you finished most of your work, I think you guys still deserve a time to have some fun with your friends and families and just, you know, give yourself a break and a reward for all the hard work that you put in to your exams and everything that is involved with your midterms. But for today's episode, I am going to be discussing, or I'll be giving a little pitch of one of the stories that I'll be writing. And this is actually a very new genre for me. I never write science fiction at all. But it turns out I have the opportunity to write it. So I've come up with a very interesting theme that is somewhat related from my fantasy story that I've shared with you guys a couple weeks ago. And I've developed a very unique plot line, at least in my eyes. And so I want to share that with you guys. And like I said, it's a very, very new genre for me. I've never written science fiction before, nor have I ever been interested in science fiction. I just always feel like my creativity is almost limited if I were to write within the science aspect of a story. And so I was kind of drawn away from it for the longest time. And, you know, I think it's time for me to write something new. So I hope you guys are excited for that. I'm going to be writing the story more in depth. And hopefully if I finish it, I will share that later on in the episodes. And I will be bringing back some more interviews as well. Obviously, it's a very difficult and very, very busy time nowadays because, you know, our year is wrapping up, which is insane as well. I remember, you know, even the summer, June and July, and it's already the end of October. And, you know, once November hits, you know, another wave of midterms come by, and then it's December, which is finals, Christmas, and then we're finished with 2024. So it's really crazy how fast goes, or how fast time goes by. And so, I think it's really, really, I think it's almost like this year and last year, time has been going insanely fast, at least for me. I don't know if it's for everyone else, but last year and this year, I almost can't even remember a lot because of how busy it was and just so many things that I had to do. And, you know, considering that it's my final year, I think that also contributes to all this busyness of schedule, getting packed up with everything else. But nevertheless, I honestly, looking back, even right now, I've probably had the most stressful week for the last 2 weeks because I myself had finals or midterms and a lot of assignments piled up. And although there are still a lot of assignments piled up, I kind of enjoy this. I like this busy life. I like to have a lot of assignments and things to do. And so I feel like there's also a great sense of fulfillment that I feel after I finish all these assignments. And, you know, I get to reward myself with, you know, spending time with some friends and family and eating some pizza. And, you know, I think my friend and I are going to be baking soon next week. So that's also an exciting thing that I'm going to be looking forward to. But yeah, you know, I think so far I've been able to balance out the majority of the things that I've been working on. I think the one thing that I wasn't able to prioritize or get enough of was sleep. And I'm definitely feeling, you know, the aftermath and the consequences of having, you know, sometimes, you know, 4 hours of sleep, which is definitely not enough for me. I need at least 7 to 9 hours to actually feel functional, or fully functional during the day. So in that aspect, I am lacking a bit. But, you know, overall, my fitness, you know, is going good. My diet is very great. I'm happy with everything else, with, you know, how I'm working with, you know, my assignments. But it has definitely been very stressful, you know. It's been a challenge, but, you know, I'm always up for a challenge. And I think that, you know, through these difficult challenges, you grow, you know, a significant amount. And I think the amount of stress that I actually experienced these days was probably the most. And I think that really gave me that step up of, you know, learning about what I can do and what I should focus on when I'm in these situations, because I think inevitably everyone's going to go through these situations, and it's, you know, better to experience it earlier than later. So now I kind of know how I operate through these situations, and hopefully I can navigate it a bit better later on. So, I mean, I'm sure that it's the same case with you guys, you know, whether you're in your first year, your fourth year, whether you've graduated, whether you're working. I think it's a mutual experience that we all, you know, go through. So that's why I'm here. You know, every week I want to communicate with you guys. I want to create a platform where it's welcome with everybody's opinions and perspectives. I don't want to, you know, put any limitations towards, you know, what I put up. But although I do have like a focus with, you know, literature and movies, and I also bring in guests who discuss those with me, or I do interviews with people who are in different professions as well. So that's kind of my intro. I also want to shout out one of the biggest events that we do at CITR and Discorder, which is called Shindig Battle of Bands. It is finally here, 2024. Shindig is coming up soon. The qualifiers are going to be performing on November 5th, 12th, 9th, and the 26th. And then the finale is going to be held on December 6th. So it's a 5-week event. You don't need to come to every single week unless you want to miss out on some unbelievably talented performers. So please, if you have the time, I think it's at Redgate Art Society, which is a venue in Vancouver. And it's going to be going for 5 weeks. I think it starts late at night, so maybe 8:30 or so. And then it ends around 11 or 10:30 or something like that. It's like a 2.5-hour, 2-hour event. So If you guys are able to come, please come. It's really, really amazing. Live music, you get to meet some, you know, wonderful people, whether it's just, you know, random people or it's a CIT or staff members or execs. You know, we really put a lot of hard work into these events, and I think it'd be a great opportunity for you guys to experience, you know, what we have to offer here at the station. So please don't feel hesitant to, you know, just pop by and see, you know, what we have and, you know, have some fun. Honestly, it's a very, very, you know, low stakes event where you just, you know, pop in. And I think there is a fee, though. I think it's like $10 or something, but you know, it's not much. You guys can just, you know, come in, have some fun, listen to some music, and go about the night. So please look forward to that. I believe that we are also doing some sort of Halloween event soon. Maybe I will give another proper specific shout out next show. And that's kind of it for all the updates at CITR and Discorder. Also, another update is that for those of you who are interested in CITR and Discorder, there are multiple ways that you can contribute to being involved here at the station. But another or one main aspect, I'd say, is either through radio, which I'm involved in, and we have recently just put out the training list as well. So in order for you to start a show, you need to go through a number of trainings, and one of those trainings I will be doing, and you know, there's also a different category of different trainings that you also need to do, but those training schedules are up. So if you guys are interested in all, then please sign up for the trainings, you know, get them done. And you know, like I said, CITR and Discorder, it's really about helping you pursue what you want and what your passion is, and helping you navigate through that process. You do not need any prior experience. It's really just, you just need to come with a passion and with an idea. And if not, you know, it doesn't even need to be that. Just have that curiosity of, you know, exploring and trying out new things, because that's what we do. We help people navigate through those different projects and ideas. And, you know, try the trainings and see if you like it, and then you can kind of progress from there. So we have a lot of things, and I hope you guys are able to make some time to come down at the station, at the Nest, and check out what we have. But without further ado, why don't we get through some station IDs, the PSAs, and the ads, and we will get right to the episode. So here we go.
To CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthasiakulia, Talitin, Homusqueam, Mustail.
Pick up the phone, Lower Mainland.
This is Discorder Magazine calling.
And that means...
it's time to pick up your Discorder.
With recollections from music waste and interviews with your favorite local rising talent performing at 648 Kingsway and Redgate Art Society, Discorder Magazine is offering Discorder. The most intimate, accessible. Input on the underground art scene across the Lower Mainland. For all the distribution locations, head to citr.ca/discorder/subscribe/.
Thank you for picking up Discorder Magazine.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is Alice.
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we.
Tune tune in to Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma, every other Thursday at 4 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja, and the other one and only
DJ D-Rod.
Featuring music genres like
salsa, sabrosura vintage, bolero, bossa, Latin indie, plus so much more.
Disclaimer, Viva Peru, El Invento para el Alma, contains a high amount of llama content. DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
It is time to get your spook on. And there's nothing like getting spooky with a good horror film. And this time, Slashback is coming right at you on October 24th. Slashback is a horror film that features Micah and her ragtag group of friends as they take on an alien invasion in their tiny Arctic hamlet. And it's up to them to fight back using makeshift weapons and horror movie knowledge. Arts Indigenous Student Advising is putting on Slashback, a film directed by an Inuit director and set in Nunavut. The horror film will be playing at the Norm Theater this October 24th. Only $5 entry for public, and it's free for all UBC Indigenous students. Doors at 5:45 p.m. We'll see you at the Norm Theater this October 24th.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. For today's episode, I am actually going to be giving you guys a pitch of a science fiction story that I'm currently writing right now, and how the story is going to be progressing, what kind of elements are in the story, what genres that I'm trying to blend, and seeing if those are going to be working well. The rest of my show, I actually am going to be putting up a couple songs from a band from Calgary. It's an indie pop band called Emblematics. And so I hope you guys are ready for the amazing listen that, you know, you guys always go through if you listen to my shows. And then I will be finally ending it off with some fun facts specifically related to cheesesteak, because one of my go-to pizzas that I get is actually a Philly cheesesteak pizza from Domino's. And it's, I mean, that's probably one of my favorite pizzas, you know, combined with some sort of marinara sauce pizza like pepperoni or Hawaiian. Oh my goodness. I think I might have pizza tomorrow for lunch. I don't know. I'm still debating. You know, lately I've only been spending my money on pizza. And so, I don't know, like, I think I might be a really just a huge pizza fan. I'd say that my favorite food is pizza. And I recently actually had cheese pizza, which is insane because I never get cheese pizza. And that was amazing. So maybe I'll try the 6 cheese pizza next time. I don't know. But, you know, I don't know. I think I might have pizza tomorrow if I'm craving it hard enough. But, yeah, that'll be the concept for the fun facts for today. But why don't we get into the pitch for my story first? And it kind of starts off with a sciencey background. It's going to be about a character named Dr. Breyer. Dr. Breyer is a scientist. I initially wrote him as a veterinarian slash a geneticist and kind of wanted to create a storyline where he makes a drug that ends up having a side effect affecting humans. So he's a veterinarian geneticist that focuses on animals. And my initial idea was him creating a vaccine for llamas, which would help them prevent or cure the parasites that they contain or get infected of. But the side effect is that the disease doesn't end up killing the parasites, rather helps the camels exploit it outside of their bodies. And that is through the saliva that they spit out. And that saliva ends up getting into contact with humans, which inevitably infects the humans with those same parasites. But because the llamas have a much more stronger immune system, the side effects that the llamas experience through the parasites are much less severe compared to humans. And therefore, the side effects that the humans experience is detrimental. And those side effects include slurred speech, and, you know, loss of appetite, which ends up in that apocalyptic genre of blending. And so I think that this would be a very interesting idea, yet I wanted to make it a bit more futuristic in terms of the societal problems that occur in the world. And so I think I will continue on with this apocalyptic concept. Yet I have had another idea of continuing on with the aspect of a chip. And I'm sure that you guys probably have that idea of, you know, like chips being used in our world. And, you know, anyways, this chip in particular is a chip where humans can put into their minds and manipulate the emotions that they want to feel. And that kind of ends up in another apocalyptic era where humans are unable to control their desires. And so this is kind of the aspect that I'm going to be writing about. Dr. Breyer is a very interesting character that is very thoughtful and smart, but through these flaws and mistakes that he makes, he's going to be navigating through how he can fix this issue in a way that will not only unharm him in a position where he kind of caused it, but also in a way where the society can function back to normal, and if possible, in a way that's more efficient than it did before. And so I'm kind of brainstorming ideas how I can blend these elements of science and apocalyptic aspects in the story. But I also want to create another unique genre of comedy into it. But I don't know, because apocalyptic sounds very serious, and it is a very serious topic where, you know, humanity and the earth and the environment is being, you know, destroyed in a sense. But, you know, to add comedy into it, it would be a very interesting aspect to consider. But I'm still brainstorming of how I can incorporate that. I was thinking about incorporating it in ways where the side effects are kind of funny, where people would specifically crave maybe fried pickles or something like that. But, you know, I wanted to make it a bit more unique in a way that really portrays the concept of, you know, far futuristic aspects. And so in order to do that, I think I would have to think a bit more in a larger, broader context where I can create the sense of uniqueness in the story. But that's kind of the pitch that I have for you guys today. And I think through this, I also, you know, my professor, Professor Nala Hopkinson, is actually my professor, and she discussed this genre in class, and I really relate now to her comment of how fun that research aspect of science fiction can be. And I've been doing a couple, you know, research and through this story, and I'm really having a lot of fun doing it because you start thinking creatively about the plot and you connect it to research that's happening in real life. And you start to realize that the things that you're researching are not normal topics that you would usually do on a daily basis. And so you start learning about these very unique facts about, you know, llamas or mutations and, you know, different parasites and all those sort of stuff. And I think that's really, really interesting. And I think that really is the fun of writing science fiction. So for those of you who are hesitant to write science fiction, I'd highly encourage you to try it and see how it works for you, because it really is a different experience, because you're kind of basing your story off of a credible scene and then converting it into your own creative narrative. And so it's a very, very interesting, it can be a little difficult, but a very new experience that I think a lot of story writers and creators can try to explore. So that was my experience so far, and I think the story is going to come out really, really interesting and fun. So stay tuned. You know, after I complete the story, maybe I'll read it out for you guys and you guys can tell me on your own. All right, for the rest of the show, I will be turning on some songs from Emblematics, their new album actually, called Removal. And I hope you guys are able to listen to their album. It's a really, really great album. And I actually love, I keep commenting on this with a lot of artists, but I'm so mesmerized by the creativity of the album covers that these artists come up with and design. It's really interesting. I mean, this Removal cover is actually some sort of flower that has like a bluish violet hue on the bottom and then this orangey red color on the top. And then the leaves are actually not standard leaves. They almost look dead in a sense, but they're kind of spiky as well. And it's like pointing downwards, which kind of gives it a more of like a horror vibe. And the flower kind of resembles a tulip, but it's not necessarily a tulip. It's almost like a flower that's kind of seen in Enchanted or, you know, very mysterious, like mythical, like fantasy almost genres. And so, you know, top that off with the black background, it's really interesting. I hope you guys are able to see the cover but also listen to the music. But the first song that I'll be turning on for you guys is called The Respondent. I hope you guys enjoy. I'll see you guys in a couple minutes. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. That was Emblematics, called The Respondent. It's their new album, so please go check it out. The next song I have for you guys is called Looking Glass. I hope you guys enjoy this one. Here we go. That was Looking Glass by Emblematics. The next song I have for you guys is called Eventuality. I hope you guys enjoy. That was Eventuality by Emblematics. The last song I have for you guys, which is from the album, is called Decoy. I hope you guys enjoy this song, and that will be the last of it for today. So here we go.
Thank you.
And that was Decoy by Emblematics. It's their new album called Removal, so please go check it out. For the last couple minutes of my show, I will be sharing some fun facts related to cheesesteaks. I'm reading off of the Philadelphia Inquirer, so if you guys are interested in any of these facts, please go check that page out. The first one is that the cheesesteak began in South Philadelphia with a hot dog cart and a taxi driver. Oh, that's really interesting. I think all these origin stories of foods is always very cool to look into, because then you start to think about the history of what you enjoy, and that just makes it much more, well, I hope it makes it much more enjoyable and interesting, because for me it does. The next one is that Philly has a James Beard award-winning restaurant that sells cheesesteaks. Oh, you know what I would do to go to Philly and just have these cheesesteaks. I love cheesesteaks. I mean, it's just so good with the steak and then, you know, the cheese and the bread and, you know, a little bit of hot sauce on it. And it's just absolute. Just, I don't even have words for it. It's just so delicious. I think the cheesesteak with some potato chips and maybe a tomato soup on the side with like a ginger ale is just like the best lunch, I'd say. But I mean, I might be saying this in a very, you know, glamorous way because I am kind of hungry right now. But, you know, I hope you guys like cheesesteaks. Cheesesteaks are very, very delicious. If you haven't tried any, I mean, it's just a wondrous sandwich. The next one is that you can make a Philly taco at home. I mean, I think you could make Philly steak. I don't think it's like a too difficult dish to make. You know, you just need the right ingredients and just make it, you know, the right spices. Just spice up the steak correctly with the veggies and use, you know, cheese that you enjoy eating. And it's, I think the main cheese is provolone. I think that's how you call it, provolone cheese. But, you know, I don't think it's a difficult dish unless, you know, you want to try like a magical Philly steak, which I haven't even tried. I've just, you know, had the regular ones. But, you know, those ones, I'd say that they have like a special recipe behind, you know, the cooking. But, you know, I don't think it's too much of a difficult thing to make at home. I think, you know, if you have the right ingredients, I don't think you should use really thick pieces of steaks. I think it should be kind of thinly sliced. But, you know, for those of you who are curious, I guess you can make it at home. I'm sure there's a lot of great recipes out there to follow from. The next one is, wow, this one's actually very, very interesting. The most expensive cheesesteak in Philly is $140, and it comes with champagne. Now, looking at the phrasing of this fact, I think the champagne is what makes it really expensive. I don't know if the sandwich itself would go over $100 unless it's made with some sort of special bread or a very special method of cooking the steak, or maybe it's the quality of the steak that makes it so expensive. But I honestly, $140 is a very, very pricey cost. So I don't know. I might have to debate on this, and, you know, but maybe I'll try. I'll give a maybe to try this. I mean, I hope that it's magical and it tastes amazing. I'm not really fond of alcohol in general, so the champagne part I could probably skip on. But the steak, the Philly steak, I'm really, really interested in trying. The next one is, steak was named after an argument. Well, that's interesting. I don't even know what this means, but apparently that's the fact. The next one I have for you guys is, Philly steaks are delivered across the country. I mean, we have Philly steak here in Canada, and I'm there's probably a lot more countries that actually have Philly steaks. And I think one of the best parts of traveling is to try out the foods that you try where you live locally and compare it with how different countries make the food. And I think I feel like there's differences even in fast food restaurants where it tastes different in each city as well. You don't even need to go to a different country necessarily. You can go to a different city and try out the same cheeseburger, and it's, you can kind of tell something's different. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, fast food places are pretty consistent, but it's so fun to just experience different foods that, you know, the same foods actually in different parts of the world and see what kinds of differences you pick up from those. And that's really the fun of, you know, just traveling, I'd say. I mean, the main part of traveling for me is just the food and trying out different cuisines and just exploring my palate and, you know, giving it different flavors, seeing what I like and don't like. But I feel like, though, at the end of the day, I always come back to the foods that I grew up with, you know, whether it's Korean dishes or, you know, pizza or something like that, that I'm very familiar with, which is weird because those are the foods that I end up craving and feeling that sense of hominess within myself. But, you know, I'm always open to trying out new foods. But later on, at the end of the day, I end up coming down to the classics, or at least what I consider the classics. But the next and last fun fact that I have for you guys today is, oh, this one's a great one. There are a lot of 24-hour cheesesteak spots. I don't know if this applies to only the U.S. I hope. I mean, even living in Canada, I can't really find a lot of 24-hour spots, which is kind of a bummer, especially in those times where I'm, you know, out clubbing or hanging out with friends, you know, late night, and, you know, you get hungry and you want to grab something to eat, and there's not a lot of places that are open late at night, you know, 3, 4 a.m., even at 2 a.m. as well. So it's always very welcoming to see places and discovering those places that are 24/7. And something about eating food really late at night, you know, it just, it tastes different. It tastes more good. And especially in those times, for me, I'm always with some people. So it's just that whole experience of having delicious foods with your friends late at night after a blast of a night, and, you know, fulfilling those cravings. And I think there's really not much more to happiness than that sometimes. It really does give you a lot of joy. For me, at least. You know, I don't know for you guys. But you know what? That's the thing. I want to create this platform to bring people on, talk about your experiences, and I want to see what makes you happy, and I want to learn about what sort of things that you do to give yourself that sense of happiness and joy within your life. Because I think discussing it, maybe it can give other people, even myself, some new ways to, you know, give more joy in life. And I think learning something new is always a great thing to do as well. You know, you're escaping that bubble that you're in. And I think the best way to escape it is by conversing with different people and listening to different experiences. So please don't hesitate to come on my show. I'm more than welcome to have anybody on. I think everybody has something to offer, and that's something that I fully believe in. So that's actually it for my show today. I hope you guys were able to enjoy this episode. I certainly enjoyed it with the songs and the Philly steak fun facts. Stay tuned maybe for the finished product of my story/scene that I'll be writing. So yeah, I mean, the sun is up, which is great timing after you listen to this show. Please go outside and enjoy the sun. We definitely have not had a lot of that. So right now is your time to get that vitamin and get that sunlight. So please go ahead and go outside, enjoy the sun. Good luck to everybody for midterms, and hopefully, you know, finals soon. And we can kind of get that all over with and enjoy the Halloween, enjoy the Christmas, and successfully finish off the year. But once again, my name is Jeff. This was another episode of Lean In with Jeff. It is October 2024. It's October 22nd, 2024. And I'm signing out. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye, everyone.